And I'll tell you what a day it was yesterday in New York City. I walked probably about, around 7 or 8 blocks. Good morning there, Pat Pagano.
Good morning. Just as I predicted you would.
Yeah, real nice day. And because I missed lunch, I stopped and I got myself a falafel sandwich. Mm. One of those falafel, I'll tell you, they make it right there in front of you. It's unbelievable. You have to wait about 5 or 6 minutes because it's made to order. But those falafel trucks are unbelievable. And I had myself a falafel sandwich.
Which
it's a pita bread. And then there's a little balls. I don't know what they are, but they're little balls of something. Then there's all vegetables, tons of vegetables, a nice cucumber sauce, and sriracha sauce on top of it. $4, Pat, $4. And it took me like, when I finally got it back, it took me like 10 minutes to eat. It's so filling.
Wow. Yeah. Never had that.
You have to like Middle Eastern food. If you like Middle Eastern food, you'll love it. It's a Middle Eastern gyro. It just doesn't have the
meat.
The meat
right.
in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's great. Oh, it's good. It's anyways. So that finished off my walk. So I probably burnt about 1,000 calories, and I ate 1,000 calories.
Okay. So that's good, though. So yeah. That's good, and the walk is great. And we have a couple of fronts moving this way. Warm front this morning, clouds, more humidity, showers, and then maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, 70 to 75. Those showers will end tonight. We have to be careful because what will happen is the warm front's causing the rain, any rain today, and a cold front will be coming through tonight, I would say about midnight. So there could be a shower or thunderstorm up until that point. Then after that, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Partly sunny, less humid Thursday, 75 to 80. Sunny, and this is still low humidity, 80 on Friday. Sunny, warm, and dry. Saturday, middle 80s. By Sunday, it is going to be partly sunny, hot, and more humid with a high near 90.
Yay.
Yay for that. Now, remember I told you, because I can hear you tomorrow morning say, Pat, it must have been about, maybe 12:30 in the morning, and boom, what a thunderstorm came across my house. Just remember that I told you there could be a thunderstorm late tonight with the cold front.
All right. But it's not really a cold front.
No, it's more of a humidity front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Because the humidity will be lower. Well, I mean, you know, it's 75 to 80 tomorrow, and it's 80 Friday and middle 80 Saturday, so you could see the air behind it is not Canadian-like. So it'll be nice and delightful at night, good for sleeping, and a beautiful, beautiful weather pattern during the day.
Well, after the G7 summit, Canada will not let any of their cool air masses come to the United States anymore.
Oh, is that it? What's going on there? I think there's a, from what I hear, there's still some irritation between us and them, right?
U.S. and Canada, U.S. and, let's see, U.S. and Canada, U.S. and Italy, U.S. and Germany, U.S. and France.
How about U.S. and the world?
Well, we get along good with North Korea and Russia. It's a wild time.
I
do make fun of that meeting because I thought it produced nothing. But all in all, our president sitting down with the leader of North Korea is not that bad of an idea. It's just that this one was just all showbiz and no substance. But even though I make fun of it, but I guess it's better than bombs dropping.
That's true. And I think it's, you know, part of his ticket to being reelected.
But how is it that the two most unfit leaders of their countries got together? I mean, they're both way out of shape.
putting it loosely.
I mean, look at all the other world leaders. I mean, they're all, you know, they're all in pretty good shape. Even Andrea Merkel.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. So you're right. You're right. But in any event, the weather, you know, even next week, because Monday should be hot, and then another cold front comes down. with showers and thunderstorms probably on Tuesday. So,
well, you're not going to care because you're not coming back till Monday evening, right?
I'm not coming back till Monday evening. Yeah, I do care in a way because one of the problems that I have, as you know, up there, there's no air conditioning. So I hope it doesn't get as hot and humid up there as quick. You know, generally it cools down at night because we're in a valley, so it cools down. But there's at least twice during the summertime where there's just no wind and it doesn't cool down and you just cannot sleep since you don't have AC. So if that's the case, again, I will get in my car and I will come back Sunday night. But we shall see, you know, just going to have to wait and watch.
And your picnic's this weekend, right?
No, this is the dance.
The dance.
Right, this is the one, and we're at 95 people.
Wow.
Which is really, really good. And pretty much I'm, you know, trying to get everything set. I will pack the car Friday so I can leave Saturday without having, you know, too much of a hassle. And we do have a couple of friends that will come with us early to the place, to the catering hall, and help us set up. So it should be a nice thing. It's the Roaring Twenties. We're going to do some trivia questions, and whoever gets the answers will get a prize. And that leads me to Mr. Marshall Miles, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Why should we let him off the hook? So I'm going to test out the trivia questions on you to see how easy they are or hard they are, and then I could gauge whether or not I should use them. So I'll start off with a real easy one. Name one new house machine of the 1920s.
The 1920s? But I wasn't around then.
I know.
One new house machine of the 1920s. Ice crusher.
So maybe this is not as easy as I thought. I'll give you another guess.
Another guess.
I'll change the wording. Name one new house appliance.
Washing machine.
Right, you got it.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, actually, washing machine and the vacuum.
Yeah, okay. It finally came to me, a washing machine. I envisioned a woman standing around one of those round things, you know, what they used to be.
With the rollers on the top?
Yeah.
I'll give you this one because I think you're going to get this right off the bat. This was the most important product of the 20s, and it cost
$260. The 20s, and it cost
$220?
$260. Well, that was a lot of money back there. It's got to be a car or something, or a house.
You got it.
A car? Okay.
It is the automobile, the Model T.
Yeah, it would have to be. It had to be something big because that was a lot of money back then.
Right. So you see, that may be too easy. So maybe I won't give that because you got that right out of the chute. Well, anyhow, it's all for fun.
Yeah.
So we're doing trivia. We have a photo booth because a lot of people are coming dressed. We have a photo booth. We will have a cigarette girl going around the cocktail hour, and she'll be giving out candy cigarettes and bubblegum cigars.
Oh,
that's yep. So we have that. And of course, we have the DJ. We're putting up our own glitter ball. You know, they call it disco ball. But back in the roaring 20s, that was very, very popular. And a lot of the speakeasies and things like that.
I'm going to give you some great trivia. I'm going to give you a great trivia question.
Okay.
In the year 1920, you received $1,000. Okay.
Okay, I'm copying this down. Okay.
1920, you received $1,000. What's that $1,000 worth today? What do you think?
What is it worth?
I mean, if you instead of getting $1,000, if you were to have to get the equivalent today, what would it have to be?
I'm going to have to say $20,000.
Close. $13,000. So there you go. There's a question that you can throw in there.
Okay. I wrote it down. Thank you.
$1,000 in 1920 would equal $13,000 today.
Wow. Very interesting. Yeah, so it should be a fun time. You know, there's a full cocktail hour, you know, with pass arounds. Then, you know, full buffet dinner and dessert and a five-hour open bar.
Five-hour open bar. Whoa.
Five-hour open bar. With one special drink, and I forgot what they're calling it, the bathtub something. It's from the 20s, and they will be making this special drink. That will be the special of the night to go along with the theme.
Now, so, are the police going to be driving 1920s police cars to chase down your drunk drivers?
I doubt it very, very highly, but... I'm looking forward to it, but I'll be glad when it's over because that'll be one event down.
That's right. Then you just have the filming to do after that.
Well, we also have to show last year's movie, and that we show right before the picnic.
And when is the picnic?
The picnic is the second weekend in August.
All right. Might be a big remnants of hurricane up here by then.
Yeah, that would be fine with me. I don't care for the picnic anyhow, but... what can I do, you know, as a social director of these other things? You have to, you know what I mean? You have to go to all the events. So
I was just thinking of something, Pat. You know, you could retire and become a social director on a cruise ship when this is all said and done.
Just what I wanted to be on a cruise ship with viruses going around you know, an up and down on the seas. I don't think so.
Here thinking, you know how far you've come, Pat. Remember, you rented space. You were in a building. You had to drive to.
Mm-hmm.
You had bad weather that you had to shovel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now you get to do all this because of technology from your home. Yep. Isn't that amazing?
It really is amazing how, you know, it's like where you start is where you end up. Mm-hmm. Because I started this was in college. I started having my little weather center in my house, and I had to plead with my mom to give me one of the bedrooms, and I had to take out the bed and the furniture, and I had to make it my weather office, and that was my weather office from where I did all my analysis and stuff like that for nobody but myself, and you know, while I was in college, and now here I am back at the house.
There you go. Yep. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Okay, Marshall, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.